Agents of Change.
It was December the 1st, 1986, during the Nobel Prize ceremony. A woman with a delicate appearance was going to meet King Gustav of Sweden. Her gait was elegant and self-confident. She was Rita Levi-Montalcini, a cold and icy neurologist and visionary, endowed with an iron will to face the present by dreaming of the future. Impeccable, she didn't show any emotion. After all, she wasn't easily impressed. Only a scientific discovery could give her the goosebumps. The Nobel Prize in Medicine was a personal victory over her beloved father, who, still anchored to Victorian and antiquated ideals, wanted her to be a mother and a wife. Her victory was an indelible sign that, just as she said, genetically men and women are identical and have the same abilities. And she was right. Men and women are different only from the epigenetic point of view, the genetic structure. In her day, only a small elite of rich girls and Jewish women had access to culture. And lucky for her, she was both rich and Jewish. She even used to remember graduation day as the happiest day of her childhood because she understood that she had an open road to attend medical university, her dream. This way, Rita Levi-Montalcini grew up and studied in a positive and stimulating environment until 1938, when the fascist Russia laws were enacted. But nothing stopped her. She continued to do research, setting up a small home laboratory. At home, she began to study the nervous system of chicken embryos. During the war, she made contact with the partisan forces and worked as a doctor at the service of the Allied forces. At the end of the war, she went to the United States. It was there, in 1954, together with her collaborator Stanley Cohen, that she discovered the nerve growth factor, NGF, a protein involved in the development of the nervous system. It was thanks to the discovery that, 32 years later, she was awarded the Nobel Prize in Medicine. Their research has been of fundamental importance for understanding the growth of cells and organs, and plays a significant role in understanding cancer and diseases such as Alzheimer's and Parkinson. This discovery went against the prevailing hypothesis in the scientific world that the nervous system was static and rigidly programmed by the genes. Her influence was not limited to the medical field. During the first half of the 70s, she took part in a women's liberation movement for the regulation of abortion, even though, on several occasions, she claimed she was not a feminist. She was just a woman that fought for women's rights. Rita Levi-Montalcini was also active in campaigns of political and social interest, such as those against anti-personnel landmines or for the responsibility of scientists towards society. Towards the end of the century, she also established the Rita Levi-Montalcini Foundation, aimed at the training of young people as well as the award of university scholarship to young African students. Reaching worldwide acclaim approval didn't come easy to her. She definitely had to fight against the intellectual challenges obstacle and against the hostility of a male-centric culture that has deterred women from taking up avant-garde careers, especially in the scientific field. God knows how many obtuse and short-sighted prejudices she had to live with and face at the time. But as a true pioneer and brave woman, she has always encouraged everyone to think big. Nella vita non bisogna mai arrendersi alla mediocrità, ma coltivare il coraggio di ribellarsi, which means never give up to mediocrity. In life you must be brave enough to rebel. And certainly you can't say that she didn't. This is Giulia Peroni from Brescia, Italy, for the Agents of Change podcast. For the world goes to where we take it.